This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. May 29th, 1913, Serge Diaghilev's Ballet Russe premieres The Rite of Spring at Théâtre des Champs-Élysées in Paris. Choreography by Nijinsky, music by Stravinsky. The near riot that ensued in reaction to the premiere is a key moment in 20th century culture. The New Mexico Philharmonic celebrates the centennial of the Rite of Spring's debut with a concert tomorrow night at Popejoy Hall in Albuquerque. With us this morning is the conductor for the performance, Andrew Grahams. Andrew, welcome.
Thank you.
Part of the audience's reaction that night was to Nijinsky's very unusual choreography, but most of it was to Stravinsky's music. Nowadays, we're very familiar with The Rite of Spring. Could you explain to us why the audience was so shocked, so startled by Stravinsky's music in 1913?
Well, part of it has to deal with expectation. This ballet starts with a single bassoon playing in a high, high register, so it sounds very nasal and very pinched. And then individual instruments come in, and it becomes this cacophony of sound that I guess the closest thing that I could compare it to is if you found yourself in the middle of a zoo and all of the animals, all of the different animals were speaking or singing all at once. The antithesis of classical French ballet. He created music to try and conjure up an atmosphere for what he thought being in pre-Christian Russia would have been. These pagan rites, these pagan rituals. How could you use music to create that atmosphere? And very basic music usually had a very strong rhythmic element. Drumming, beats were always the primal element, and he created this whole ballet basically exploiting that primal use of rhythm that I don't want to say is absent melody, and it's definitely not absent harmony. It has those qualities, but the rhythmic element is by far the most present one to the listener.
And nowadays, of course, we don't always see it as a ballet. We hear it as a piece of music, so we forget that it has a very strong connection to movement and to dance.
Yes, that is what it is first and foremost. It is dance. It is dancing, but just off kilter a bit.
One of the reasons that we remember that premiere in 1913, I mean, there were similar events throughout musical history, but that one stays with us because it signaled a change in culture and particularly in music.
Yes, and this is a very good point because in the second half of this program, where we not only have The Rite of Spring, but we also have Debussy's Prelude à l'Après-midi d'Enfant, these are two works that after these works were premiered, the musicians and particularly the composers of that time found themselves, it almost as if Debussy and Stravinsky had thrown down a gauntlet and said, all right, here is a big change in music. Because these pieces, they came out of nowhere. You know, music had sort of been slowly progressing. Like a lot of great pieces that we do, Beethoven's Ninth is another one. They stand as monumental structures, and the composers of that time found themselves wondering, oh, well, where do I go from here? How do I take this and move music forward? This primal use of rhythm as the departure point had not really been done in such a brazen and exaggerated way.
Andrew Grahams leads the New Mexico Philharmonic in a centennial celebration of Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring. Tomorrow, Saturday at 6 in Popejoy Hall in Albuquerque. Also on the program, Debussy's Afternoon of a Faun and Copland's Appalachian Spring. Go to unmtickets.com or call 925-5858. Andrew, great to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Likewise. Thank you for having me.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.